AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 776 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Cynthia, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, one of my favorite companies because they help me manage my business finances and help millions of other small businesses as well. And recently, they've been helping me with my invoicing. So if I do any coaching or consulting or have to bill anybody for anything, I use FreshBooks because I can do that in 30 seconds, send an invoice. It's professional looking. And not only that, the system tells me who has paid me, who has not yet paid me, who owes me money, how much I'm total in owed, and then also who has even yet to open those invoices. So it's really easy. It's a great business management tool, and it's like hiring another person in your business, but it's just a piece of software, and it's awesome. So if you want to check it out for free for 30 days, go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About It section. All right, now here's today's question from Cynthia.
Hi, Pat. This is Cynthia with signbabysign.org. Thank you so much for all you do in investing in us. Currently, I have joined the mastermind group of Flipped Lifestyle. Thanks, because they were on your podcast previously. And I am looking to create a membership site. I'm also trying to gather together a pilot team of those who work with children and teaching them sign language for both deaf and hearing children. And I'm trying to figure out exactly how I go about setting up this membership site and what educators are wanting on the membership site and how often. And again, so my question is twofold. What advice do you have for setting up a membership site with different levels and pricing and what would be in each level? And the second question is, what do you recommend I do in getting a pilot group together to make sure what I'm giving them is exactly meeting their needs? Thanks a lot, Pat. Again, this is Cynthia from signbabysign.org.
Hey, Cynthia, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. You know, there's a lot of tools out there that you can use to help set up your membership site. There are things like Rainmaker, which is sort of the complete package, which includes sort of the blogging platform, the membership platform, any courses you want to create, that sort of thing. That's sort of higher end, but it's more done for you. So you can check that out, Rainmaker from Copyblogger. And then there's also things like MemberMouse, which I know a lot of people use, Zippy Courses, which is course software that you can use to set up a membership-like setup where people log in to get access to things. And you can, you know, with all of these, create different price levels and offer different things. And then one of the classic ones out there, if you use a WordPress website, is WP Wishlist. That was founded by Stu McLaren, a good friend of mine who since has sold that business, but it's still up and running and doing very well. Now, I will say, before you even start looking at the technology, you want to ask yourself, is this something that is actually something that these people would actually be into? So what I would do is, similar to along the lines of what you said with the pilot group, I would actually see if, even before you can get a pilot group to start paying for things, see if a membership site is what people would be interested in. So what I would do, Cynthia, is actually pull back a little bit and ask people who might benefit from this if they would. Talk to them about what they need help with, and that way you're not kind of shooting randomly. You are going based off of conversations that you've had with real people. You are understanding exactly what the needs are, the problems and the pains that you're solving for this particular audience. And what I would also recommend is, make sure that when you get to the point at which you're going to launch, launch with an MVP, and that is a minimum viable product. And what that means is, as you have these conversations, understand what is necessary. You know, a lot of people are going to be asking for, oh, it'd be cool if it had this, and if it had this, and what if it had this too? And those may or may not be great ideas, and you want to vet those ideas with the community and whatnot. But there are going to be some things and patterns that you realize after these conversations that you have that are going to be obvious, that they have to be in there. And so you want to launch with an MVP, and that is a minimum viable product, the minimum amount of features and things that need to be in there in order to launch it. You should also definitely check out my book, Will It Fly, if you haven't yet done so already, so you can make sure that you can stand out from the crowd in the marketplace that you're getting into, so that you can, again, dive deeper into those conversations with your audience and understand truly what their pains, problems, and needs are, so you can give them the right solution. And to be honest, maybe a membership site isn't the right solution. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But you're going to have to talk to people first and kind of get that initial gut reaction on how they would feel about this. Another thing you can do is set up either a webinar or even better yet and much easier to do, a live streaming where you're talking about this and you're able to interact. So Facebook Live, even Instagram Live, YouTube Live, Google Hangouts, all those kinds of things. It allows you to communicate with your audience in real time and share with them in a very casual kind of way what your ideas might be and what it is that you're thinking of doing, and actually collect feedback at the same time from multiple people too. So in addition to one-on-one conversations that you'd be having with your potential customer, have these one-to-many interactions too. It's a great way to test the waters before you even start to spend money and start looking for these tools. And you'll find that you know, the tools will start to align themselves up with whatever that need becomes. So Cynthia, that's what I would recommend you do. And then, yes, I would launch with a pilot group before you sort of launch to the general public. That's what I did with my course, Smart From Scratch, at smartfromscratch.com. I launched with a pilot group. And what's nice about that is you're able to work with them and make sure that the MVP is what it should be, that it has everything it needs. You can then after collect feedback. And as you're going, collect feedback. What I would do is also have sort of office hours, use a tool like zoom.us to be able to communicate one-to-many with your customers and your membership, your members, so that you can collect feedback along the way, check on them, see what's working, see what's not working in the current membership site that you have going on or solution, and then go from there. Then you can actually tweak it, make it better, which is then this, what at the time of this recording, that's the stage I'm at right now. And then in February, I'm going to be relaunching it after reshooting a couple videos, after taking a lot of the feedback from the initial students, and then launching it to my email list. So yeah, I hope that makes sense. Cynthia, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Also appreciate FreshBooks, who is hooking you up with a 30-day free trial. If you want to check them out for invoicing and keeping track of your income and expenses, just head on over to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by H.P. Liddon. What we do upon some great occasion will probably depend on what we already are. And what we are will be the result of previous years of self-discipline. Work it, H.P. Thanks, guys. Take care. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.